Our internet scammers and fake personas are more prevalent these days, and they are getting sophisticated each and every day. And just because you play a professor of physics online doesn't mean you're not an internet fraudster in real life. This is according to research. Identity theft is estimated to cost South Africans 1 billion rands annually. TransUnion data finds that half of South African consumers or customers have been victims of identity theft or know someone that has been a victim of identity theft. And of course, no one knows that better than Lee Nike, CEO of TransUnion, who explains to us how this can be avoided. Lee, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Lee, you know, we think it's bad, but how bad is internet fraud in South Africa?
Well, internet fraud is something that's evolving on a global scale. I guess North America and Europe have been much more advanced given the prevalence of the internet and mobile devices. But guess what? South Africa and Africa more broadly has really jumped into the smartphone and the mobile era to the point where now it's starting to become a reality. And in technology terms, we start to talk about this physical world and digital world starting to morph and become one.
And if we talk about, you know, the reasons behind this, shall I dare call it a phenomenon, why are we facing this issue right now?
Well, I think we're facing the issue right now because a lot of the way we as consumers want to transact and to engage is starting to become a lot more digital. For a variety of reasons, South Africa is a country that is steeped in a lack of infrastructure development. So having to get the service that you and I enjoy in a city center, in a rural area, in a community, it's never been the case where it's all been egalitarian. So you start to think about people living in an age of Facebook and social media and WhatsApp. We start to want these same services in the same way we consume our social media. And when we start to do that, we enter a world where we get instant gratification in terms of services, but there are challenges that come with that in terms of what rights you give up to allow such services to happen.
Are we finding that South Africans are aware that there is this problem, or are we still continuing as if we're still in the year 2002?
Well, in my view as CEO of TransUnion Africa, one of my concerns is that one of the simple ways to figure out whether there's fraud happening is to look at your credit reports. And if you ask me what's the stark reality, every bureau in South Africa affords every consumer one free credit report a year. And we know there are about 25 million active people using credit in the country, yet only 600,000 people get their free credit reports. So maybe we're kind of hoping that there's no fraud. Maybe we're scared of bad financial news, but we aren't embracing the fact that living in a digital world is now our reality today.
If you've just joined the conversation, by the way, you're listening to the voice of Lee Nike, who's the CEO of TransUnion, and we are talking about identity theft, and we want to find out from you, have you been a victim of identity theft? What are some of the things that you've done to ensure that you are no longer a victim of identity theft? Do you feel that maybe South Africans are more aware about such issues surrounding identity theft and going online? 021-446-0567, that is the number that you can dial. And I think you've just alluded to that, Lee. What are some of the things then that we can do to prevent our identity from being stolen?
Well, I think the most simple thing is, if you think about identity theft, one of the biggest consequences of identity theft is fraud, typically financial fraud. And my encouragement to all of your listeners is, whether you do it via the website or the contact center, you want to get hold of your credit report so you start to understand your current status, right? You want to know what you don't know, which allows you to figure out whether you're in a good position or a bad position. And from a financial perspective, it's really important because as you extend your life and you grow your dependents, you're going to want to tap into a banking facility or some kind of loan vehicle. And I think that's an important thing as you go forward. The second thing I'd say more generally is that we need to recognize as consumers, when we tap onto things like free internet or use a freemium application, whether it's Candy Crush or some other apparently free game on our phone, there are certain rights that we give up as consumers to make that make that free, to make that partially free, whether it's allowing the application developer or allowing some network to understand the kind of person you are, where you're staying, the location of your phone. These are rights that we give very, very easily without looking at those terms and conditions. And if you think about most websites that offer you free internet or a free game, we always skip over those terms and conditions. In the world we live in today, you want to know what rights you give up when you exchange value, whether it's a game or internet or some service, in exchange for your personal data.
See, just on that, on those terms and conditions, I want to say to you that I actually read them, but I'd be lying if I said I do. It's just there's too much of it. So are you essentially saying that you got to go through everything?
Well, I think you need to go through some of it. There are basic things you want to get through. The reality, though, is when you think about the exchange of data, we live in a highly indebted society. We're aware of a tough economy. We're growing at 0.8% GDP. So people are always looking for discounts, great value buys. So in some regards, we're happy to exchange some level of our personal information in exchange for value. You must remember that the POPIA legislation comes into its own over the next 12 to 18 months, and this piece of legislation, if your listeners don't know about it, it's meant to protect your interest or your interest regarding personal information. And what it requires every single agency or company you work with is to go out of their way to help you protect your information. So, for example, if you sign up for a service for free internet, you shouldn't have somebody marketing to you in another domain completely. So that legislation comes into its own as it becomes promulgated, I'd say 12 to 18 months. And then the burden actually goes just from us as consumers to being an equal burden with us as consumers, which we need to be educated regardless, but also from the large enterprise, whether you're banking and retailing, to make sure they're doing their very, very best to make sure you're protected and I'm protected.
Lee, just before we let you go, then, your parting words to the Cape Talk listeners?
My parting words are very simple. You know, your relevance in the digital world is largely in your hands. My view is take control, and as the CEO of the largest credit bureau in South Africa, get your credit report from transunion.co.za or call us up 0861 482 482.
Thank you so much, Lee, for joining us on the show. Do you have yourself a fantastic morning further?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. That is Lee Naig, who is the CEO of TransUnion.